All right. Good morning, every good morning, and welcome to the first edition of the Untold Stories. I would say this is the first edition because we have been mainly focusing on the ex-convict stories or ex-convict diaries. And then later on, I figured out that how about people who have so many untold stories that needs to be told, that needs to be heard? Why are we leaving them out? So this is the first edition of the Untold Stories with me, your host, Penambeko Jonas. And every Sunday from 7 to 9 o'clock in the morning, we'll always be listening to different untold stories. We'll be listening to The Overcomers. We'll be listening to amazing stories of people who did the most, who overcame the most, who went through hardship, who went through all those tough moments, those who crossed bridges, who crossed mountains, and yet they are here with us. We'll be listening, or we'll be hearing, or we'll be diving beyond what people see, what people talk about, our experience and all of that. We'll be speaking about our decision that we made, yet they have really changed us. We'll be speaking about our struggles. That is why, from this very first edition, that I don't even have a guest here. I'm inviting you that if you see platforms like this, you should use it, because most of the times we have so much to unpack. We have so much to offload from our shoulders. You know, we carry so much. Life has so much for us, and we are just there. We are just there. When do you offload? When do you relieve yourself from so many things that you have kept for so long? I have my personal story, and everybody have theirs, right? But how do you deal with that? And believe me, you know, when it comes to all these untold stories that we have kept to ourselves and we never shared with the world, even though we have a desire to, we don't have platforms. And that is why I said the Untold Stories radio show, it's designed for people like you who would want to come out and share with the world. So I said, it's me, your host, Penambeko Jonas, and I'll always be here with you from 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock. So before just we dive into our today's discussion, which is discovering your purpose, who are you exactly? That is the part that we want to look at, because we have so much to discover when it comes to ourselves, when it comes to me, you, and your purpose in life. So we'll just quickly listen to a song. It says Purpose by Justin Bieber, from that song, and then we can come back here and just go on and see how far we can get throughout the morning. But I believe that you are there, you are listening, and you're gonna pick something from this show. So let's just listen to the song, and then we can come back here and move forward.
Feeling like I'm breathing my last breath. Feeling like I'm walking my last steps. Look at all of these tears I've wept. Look at all the promises that I've kept.
What's not to love about USAVE's special no-risk contract? For just $219 million, you can get 5 bags of food, 2.5 kilos of champions, 5 kilos of flour, 2 kilograms nice rice, 1 kilogram latte pasta, and 2 kilograms of maca sugar. That's just $219 million for 5 bags of essential products. Yes, USAVE.
You give me purpose. Yeah, you've given me purpose. Thinking my journey's come to an end. Sending out a farewell to my friends. 5 minute peace. Ask you to forgive me for my sins. Oh, would you please? I'm more than grateful for the time we spent. My spirit's at ease. I put my heart into your hands. Learn the lessons you teach. No matter when, wherever I am, you're not hard to reach. And you've given me the best gift that I've ever known. You give me purpose every day. You give me purpose in every way. Oh, you are my everything. Oh, you are my everything.
I don't know if this is wrong because someone else is telling me that it's wrong, but I feel this, so let me just like try my best not to let this happen again. We weren't necessarily put in the best position to make the best decisions. You can't be hard on yourself for it. These were the cards that you were given. So you have to understand that these, like, that's not who you are. You know you're trying to be the best you can be, but that's all you can do. If you don't give it all you got, you're only cheating yourself. Give it all you got. But if it ends up happening, it ends up happening. That's what's happening with me. It's like, God, I'm giving it all I got. Sometimes I'm weak and I'm going to do it. And it's like, I'm not giving myself grace. I'm just, like, understanding that's just how it is.
All right, that is Justin Bieber that just says, you give me purpose. So if you could understand what purpose is or what it means to have purpose, then you'll be able to figure out who you are, what you want to become. You'll be able to discover yourself from the beginning, earlier stage instead. So that is why I said today we are going to speak about personal discovery. Because, you know, when we are speaking about personal discovery, we want to understand who we are. Who are you? What matters to you? What are you good at? What are you struggling with? What are your struggles? And what kind of life you want to build. So that is how then you discover yourself. Personal discovery, remember, it's a process when you have to identify yourself, when you have to understand who you are. Who am I? You cannot discover yourself without not knowing yourself. How will you know yourself? How will you know yourself? You can only know yourself. I mean, you can only discover yourself when you get to know who you are, right? So with personal discovery on its own, it's an understanding of you to get to know who you are. You to identify or to know what matters to you, what you are good at, your weaknesses, your struggle, your strength, and what kind of life you want to build. And this is when I would say majority of us fails, because you know, we reach adulthood without even ever ask ourselves, who am I? And my beautiful audience, when last did you ask yourself who you are? Who am I? you spending a little time with yourself and just try to figure out the person who you are. Who am I? What is my purpose? What is that one thing that matters the most to me? What made me me? You know, because as an individual, you are built up by something. There is something that built you. There is something that made you. So when last did you ask yourself, who am I? That is when I said, most of the adults, most of people, we just reach adulthood and start doing things on our own without really knowing ourselves. You know, sometimes we just become what our parents wanted us to come. Whatever or whoever your parents want you to become, that is just the flow that you follow. That is the flow that you go with. We become what the society expects from us. Have you ever hear from someone telling you, I did not expect that from you. We did not expect, you did not expect that from me. What do you mean? What are you telling me? You did not expect that from me. Do you have somebody in your mind with some specific, special personalities and characters that you build in your mind and that is built on me? What do you mean you do not expect that from me? And that is why he said, we just grow up becoming whatever our parents want us to become, whatever the society expects from us or anything related, our friends who encouraged us. Or even sometimes will tell you, you deserve to be what, you deserve to be who. But is that who you really want to become? Or to be? Or you are just being forced in a situation when you know, I do not feel like I'm a human anymore. I do not feel like I have ownership to my life. You know, there is something that is really important, very beautiful when it comes to childhood. Right? You know, childhood, you're growing up, you getting to know the things that you love the most. You understanding even the career or profession that you want to partake, to become, to build. Just at the earlier age, those things that you can discover or you just started to love about yourself before all this people or the society start putting those labels on you. There have been signs. Science has been there. Science have been showing you who you are. You know, when you were a child, I want you to reflect and think or ask yourself, when you were a child, what did I enjoy doing as a child? What did I loved? What activities could keep me busy? I want you to, if it's okay, you can even close your eyes and just ask yourself those questions. When I was a child, what did I enjoy the most? Did I enjoy helping people? Was I curious about things? Did I enjoy fixing things? Did I enjoy organizing things? Did I enjoy teaching other children about so many things? Was I protective, probably? Or maybe I was a lonely person, a lonely child? Ask yourself those questions, because if you start asking yourself, if you just have to go back and start asking yourself, then there will be an automatically answers to your question. It's either the whatever that you'll be thinking right now, it might be linked to your career, to your future, and all of that. Because, you know, when you ask yourself such questions, they will always give you a clue about your natural person, your natural you. So who were you before life became so complicated? Who were you? All right, my beautiful audience, maybe while we still have that question standing on us, on who were you before life became complicated, before the society start giving you some personalities strictly on how you should be, and them being disappointed on the person that you become and all of that. Maybe you can also share with us your journey, even a childhood journey, or maybe when you just start reflecting right now on the questions that I just told you that you can ask yourself. Imagine, I mean, you just have to take to look back and start questioning you or your childhood or the inner child in you. Maybe you can also share with us on 083-33-66091, and then you can also just share with us on who were you before this whole life become really complicated for us, and wanting you to place you in a different person who you never intend to become and all of that. While I'm also waiting on you just to share with us, maybe you can also look at childhood dreams. Remember, we are speaking about personal discovery. But I think maybe before you go to childhood dreams, we can also just listen to a song, and then we can come back in the studio.
Good morning, curtains dancing in the sunrise. Babies crawling on the floor. No, we don't have to go to Mississippi. Bring a river to your side. Baby, we find love in these moments. We don't even have to try. I could sing a song, but the words just wouldn't do. So I sing hallelujah, hallelujah, baby. Let's take a walk, hallelujah. Sun is out, hallelujah. Catch you know, hallelujah. Dream of you, hallelujah. Hallelujah, I'm loving you, hallelujah. Everything, hallelujah. Everything, hallelujah. Everything, hallelujah. Remember times I was stranded all alone, feeling left out to dry. Don't we circle back with tears in our eyes, singing hallelujah, hallelujah, baby. Somehow I could reach across your mind. I would pull out all the hurt.
tried to write this song, but my words just wouldn't do. So I sing, hallelujah, hallelujah, baby. Oh, kiss you, hallelujah, kiss you, hallelujah. Look at you, hallelujah, I'm loving you, hallelujah. Everything, hallelujah, everything, hallelujah. Everything, hallelujah. Everything, hallelujah. I'm in that hallelujah. Holy baby, hallelujah. Baby, Jack, hallelujah. Oscar Piggy, hallelujah. Brand new day, hallelujah. Brush my teeth, hallelujah. Take a swim, hallelujah. Everything, hallelujah. Go outside, hallelujah. Beautiful, hallelujah. It's raining, hallelujah. With the air, hallelujah. Singing like hallelujah. Dancing like hallelujah. Everything, hallelujah. Everything, hallelujah. Everything, hallelujah. Everything, hallelujah. Everything, hallelujah. Everything, hallelujah.
All right, my beautiful audience, that is still Justin Bieber showering us with a beautiful song. And they say everything hallelujah. You can call us in the studio on 083-33-66091. And then you can tell us anything about your childhood that has been shaping you in a person who you are today. Or maybe you are one of the person that, or maybe you are one of the person who have been shaped by people's opinions, people's ideas, the society, your parents, and everybody who wanted you to become any other person from who you really wanted to be. I said, our number in the studio is 083-33-66091. You can call us in the studio and just share with us. Remember, we are still here at discovering our purpose. How long did it take you to discover your purpose, discover who you are right now? And now that you're an adult, how is life? How are you living? Maybe your career or anything, any person that you are today, who shaped yourself right now, and how does the future look like? So that is just when what we are currently looking at, and that is what we are we have to tackle this Sunday. But remember, I said, whenever you have a story, every untold story that the society, the world needs to hear, please reach out so that we can tell the untold stories. Such an amazing show, right? Which is really designed for you and I. Remember, I told you I have a story that shapes me. I have a personal story. It's not my personal story because it's a story that I have shared with the whole world, through my book. And that is when I have to discover my purpose. You know, I have hearing a lot of voices. There is my inner voice. There is another voice, voices from the world, and I don't even know what to listen to anymore, who to listen to anymore. And until I really have to sit with myself and ask myself, what do you want, Penny? Who are you, Penny? Who are you? Despite all these people with their own opinion, despite your childhood trauma, your childhood background, all that you have to go through to be where you are right now. Acknowledge it. Find a purpose. Discover yourself. Find that one thing that matters the most to you and use it to become what? Who you are and how you're going to respond to the world and how you're going to be with other people and how you're going to have a beautiful future ahead of you or anything that you have to be working on until you really come to that point of saying, yes, God, this has been me and I'm really grateful because I have lived purposefully, right? Gracefully broken, yet you are purposely living. So we said we are now going to look at our childhood dreams. My beautiful audience, I want you to ask yourself, or I want to ask you this question. What did you want to become when you were 7 years old? When you were 10 years old? 5 or maybe 12 years old? What did you want to become? You know, most of people, or I will say majority of people, wanted to become doctors, right? Everybody has been wanting to become a doctor as a profession. A medical doctor indeed. Others wanted to become teachers. Some wanted to become police officers because of their own reasons. Pilots, musicians, business people, spiritual leaders, journalists, nurses, and the list goes on. But sometimes the dream was not really about the job. Do you understand? The dream was not really about the job. You know, growing up, maybe you were that child who wanted to become a teacher. And then earlier, you just started loving people, I mean, helping other children to learn about so little things. Or maybe you were that child who have been concerned about people's well-being. And that is when how you wanted to become a doctor to help people. Or maybe a child who wanted to become a lawyer. Growing up, she have been having that strong sense of justice. So now I want us to look beyond childhood dream and ask what need was underneath that dream. What is that one thing that you have loved doing the most throughout childhood? What is that one thing? And maybe career-wise, that is what has been shaping you, giving you signs. Because remember we said, or I said, there has been signs. You cannot just be a person living randomly on anything that is existing or mimicking anything from anybody. There have been signs. For every person, they have their inner voice that always keep speak to them. And if you don't listen to your inner child, if you do not listen to that voice, if you ignore that voice, then you will end up doing things that you do not want to do. You end up becoming who you don't want to become. You end up in situations that will give you trouble. Difficult situation that you cannot even escape. You end up living a very regretful life. You regretting. And the only thing that you could say is, I wish if I could ever go back and change ABCD. I wish. I could change this. I wish I know better. But I say, now that you know better, you will do better. You know, because when you are discovering your purpose or yourself, for any person under age category, married, single, student, anything or anybody, you are not yet late. Because as soon as you discover what you love doing the most, you just pick yourself up wherever you are right now and you move. And then you know, I was really destined to do this. This is my purpose. Every day, every time I do this, there is some certain or sort of feelings in me that is telling me that this is me. All right. Now I want us to look at the discovery of yourself despite so many voices in the world, despite the circumstances that you have to endure, that you have to face. You know, for everybody, not everybody had an easy childhood. Remember, some people grew up in poverty. Some, they were neglected. Some grew up without parents. You being an orphan throughout your life. Some were abused. Some were even told, you will never become anything. You will never become anybody. You are useless. And some, they even have to become adults when they were still children. Now, just look at that. How do you discover yourself regardless of so many echoes coming from the world? So many voices. Oh, watatingaha. Oh, watatingaha. Oh, watatingaha. And then you are just in the middle there, not knowing what to do, where to focus. So how do you... Yes, good morning.
Good morning, madam.
Good morning, and thank you for calling in.
Thank you very much. Yes, it is those voices. Those many voices that confuse us and confuse children.
Okay.
And we don't listen to our inner
voice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So those voices, they really confuse us.
Mm-hmm.
Especially even the parents.
Okay.
No, even now, I do ask children, sometimes when I see them, what do you want to become?
Mm.
What do you want to study? What do you want to read in life?
Okay.
And you know, at this level, children can think of any other thing.
Okay.
But whatever they are thinking of becoming is still fine. Maybe it's just a way of molding them.
Okay.
But to really discover yourself, ourselves, it is a process, like you said, we need to tell our story. And how our journey has been, and how we are now this time around. Because many parents, many of us, when the child now discover her talent or her, maybe what is it,
want
to become,
okay,
then we come in and say, no, why can't you become a teacher? Why not a nurse? Why not this other thing?
Okay.
And they, you know, now the situation, the wind is changing, blowing all over, and some of the professions are overcrowded, and some of them. So we don't really guide our children and ourselves to say, yes, this is my really purpose. I have discovered my purpose in life.
Okay.
So even when you discover your purpose in life at the later stage, let's say at our own level age now, so you can still do that, is it what you want.
Okay.
So because it's a continuous learning, lifelong learning, then we do not discover, and we become so much discouraged by our failure in the past. And we have heard that failure makes us to do better. So if you have failed today, tomorrow you fail, and you have actually mastered the art of that particular issue. So if we don't fail and we discourage the children, this one has failed, now you are useless, like you say now. So you are telling the child that you are just nothing can come out. But we were told also in the Bible that, yes, some of these people, they were surprised that, can be a good thing come out of this?
Okay.
And the people have discovered themselves. We have seen adult learners who have, somebody has started with, 20-something.
Okay.
And that's when the person started this adult literacy classes. And the person now is a librarian. Because he has really put effort in there. And, you know, the person has discovered his purpose in life. All of us can be encouraged and rediscover our identity. So what you are saying is a very important thing. I just wanted to come in for now so that I don't forget the other points. Unfortunately, I don't have my notebook here and my pen with me. That's why I could be still waiting and come in, but maybe I might forget a lot of important things that you have said.
No problem. You did so well just to come. You can keep coming in here, and it's an open platform for all of us.
Yeah, no, this one is it has been now, the management has changed. So now we used to be afraid, if you come in and you have not mentioned your point, you might not come in again. So we also have that fear, even though we know that it's no longer in existence. So this is a modern life, a modern management, and we appreciate you people to teach us this kind of thing.
We
not dislike teaching. You will not get them most of the time in the institution of higher learning or even our school there. Some of these things, I know I'm not saying that they don't, but many of these things, for me, I've not heard them in many other areas, in other platforms, but here I have come to learn a lot of issues, and this is my university, and I must appreciate that one. So thank you very much for helping us to rediscover ourselves. Many people have given up.
It's true.
They have completely given up. I say, I'm just like that. And then they use this canal comparison. I can compare myself with Angrobana. So no, God has given you your own thing. If once you discover this one and you have the facilitator like you helping us to discover our talent, our potential, and put them to good use, we make it. Thank you very much, madam.
All right, thank you so much, and stay tuned, please.
I'll do stay tuned, mommy.
All right.
Go.
All right, thank you so much. The caller even have to emphasize that, you know, platforms such as this, they're so rare for somebody just to give a platform and have to work with you this journey. Or throughout this journey, you know, we said we created this platform so that we revive people. It's good that Uncle Brana even mentioned it, that some of the people really gave up on their purpose, gave up on their what truly matters to them. And right now, for as long as you woke up and you go, and then you have to do what is supposed to be done, and that's it. But do you even love yourself? Do you even make time for yourself just to appreciate yourself and to tell yourself that this is me, and whatever that the world is throwing at me, it doesn't matter. For as long as I'm doing justice to people, then I'm okay. You know what I keep telling people? Even with my social life or anything that I have to do, I keep telling people that, you know, before I do something, I know it has has to benefit me. I am proud of me. I'm loving it here. And I truly want to do it. If you see me posting a video or engaging in a certain conversation, engaging with some people, taking a meal, anything, or running a show as this, it's something that is truly dear to my heart. I do not need to seek for approval. I do not need to ask a friend or look at myself in a mirror a couple of times. I am okay. Or I'm perfect. I do not need confirmation. Yes, we are supposed to seek for advice, to seek for correction, to seek for enlightenment from people. But there are people out there who lost themselves, who lost their purpose. And this is the platform that we said, we want to revive you. Let us revive each other. Maybe you have a second chance to find, to discover your purpose again, to discover you again, the you that you truly need. So that even if you are to work in a very toxic environment with toxic colleagues, you'll find your way out. Even if you have to deal with a very toxic partner, you have to walk away boldly, knowing that you are doing this for you. Even if you have to be dealing with people who have different perspectives of life, right? You will know what to do. You are out of confusion. You know, I keep telling people, asking people, why do you guys listen so much to the outer voices, voices from the society, voices from the public, and then you'll just be there wondering or asking yourself the what if question. What if it did not work out? What if I fail? What if this relationship fail? What if I did not make out this career? What will people say? Okay, what if it work out? What if it work out perfectly just how you wanted it? What if? Why can't you turn the what if negative into the what if positive? Why can't you do that? You know, there is this saying on Shuambo, but see, ngengo role ngoku udako vanu. Ngengo role ngoku pikina kovanu. Tolinyo neno vanu voe, tolinyo neno ngala mwenyewe. Be careful of the outer voices, the world voices, while you are neglecting what? Your inner child, your inner voice. That voice that will be speaking to you every single day, but you ignore it. You decided to pick up people's opinion who do not even know you. Isn't? So, ladies and gentlemen, maybe you can just listen to we'll just listen to another song. Let's just listen to another song and then we can come here and still go on again with our show.
They say the holy water's watered down, and this town's lost its faith. Our colors will fade eventually, so if our time is running out, day after day, we'll make the mundane our masterpiece. Oh my, oh my love. I take a look at you, you're taking me out of the ordinary. You're laying me down to the dead and buried. I'm on the edge of your knife, staying drunk alone.
right. It's now 12 minutes from 8 o'clock in the morning. We said this is the Untold Stories show, whereby currently we even want to look at your purpose, right? Right now we want to focus on a purpose. Let's look at purpose. You know, purpose is, you have to, when you hear purpose, it's, you have to look at or ask yourself a question. Why are you here? Why am I here? You know, because most of the time, so I'll tell you, my beautiful audience, is that purpose is one of the most misunderstood word. We misunderstood purpose on its own, because many people think purpose means having a big career. They think purpose is when you are famous, when you are making a lot of money. But your purpose is connected to the contribution you want to make with your life. It's not about you being a celebrity. It's not about you having a lot of money. It is not about whatever that you do that people have to know. Purpose, it's something that is connected dearly to you, something that you contribute to the meaningfulness of life. And then you have to ask yourself, what is my purpose here? You know, purpose is not, it's not about a job. You can be a teacher and still you do not even understand your purpose. You can be a doctor, but you do not understand your purpose. You can still have a business with a lot of money, but still you feel so empty. Your profession is what you do. But your purpose should be your why reason. Why do you do what you do? Know the difference. Your profession is what you do. But your purpose is why. It is a why reason to why you do what you do. Isn't purpose, your purpose has nothing to do with your profession. Your purpose should answer that question, should answer the why reason. Why do you do what you do? Why are you doing what you are doing? Remember, as I said it earlier, that a teacher may teach because they want to change children's lives. A journalist may report because they want people to have access to information or different information. An entrepreneur or business person will build that business because they want to create employment. A counselor may work with people because they want to help people recover. So there should be a question that is asking you, or there should be something that is questioning you after a profession. Let me say, you know, I have, let me say, why did I decide even to change the untold story, I mean the ex-convict story to the untold story? Somebody can even ask me. Penny, you know, you had this show. It has been the ex-convicts all along. But why all of a sudden you changed it to the untold stories? Because I have a purpose. I saw a need that somebody out there need this platform. I saw a need that behind me being in this studio, running this show, I do not just want to come here and speak for the sake of speaking. I am rebuilding somebody's life. I am helping somebody rediscover their purpose. I am tapping on somebody's shoulder that wake up, my darling. Wake up from your dreams. Wake up from your sleep. There is so much to do. You do not need approval. I want everybody to have a platform to share their story, to tell their story. Whoever is stagnant somewhere, whoever felt like they are not recognized, nobody can even listen to their story, nobody gave them a platform. I saw a need, and I want to revive that. I want everybody to have an opportunity to know that there is many out there who love us so much, who see us through, who you know, we go through a lot day by day. Some people are still fighting childhood trauma. Fighting a serious fight. Some people even went through divorce and they are still fighting. Some people lost parents and they are still grieving. But is there somebody who see them through? Is there somebody who give them a platform to speak, to listen to without judging them? Is there a platform like that? I would say this is our counseling session. This is a platform where you come, you check in, and whenever you leave, you tell yourself that there is so much that I can do with my life. It's not over yet, right? It is not over. So my darling, your purpose has nothing to do with your profession. But what matters the most is, why are you doing what you are doing? Why are you doing what you are doing? Remember, I do not want to be speaking to myself. You can always call us in the studio on 083-33-66-091. 083-33-66-091. You can always call us in the studio and then we can hear from you. We can hear from you. So now, I want you, you know, when you are to discover your purpose, there are questions that you need to ask yourself. What is that one thing that I care about deeply? What problems make you uncomfortable? What issues make you see someone need to do something about this? Just like how we always say, "Epangelona rininge posha vakwe." The government should do something. So now, also, there should be questions or that one issue that will make you say or question yourself or tell yourself, somebody really need to do something about this. That means there is something that need to be done. That is when you have to know your concern. It's telling you that something about your purpose, that one concern, that should be your purpose. Somebody need to do something about this. Or surely we need to do something about this. That one thing reveals your purpose. Another thing is, what am I naturally drawn toward? What activities do you repeatedly want to return to? Something that you would want to do over and over. What conversation really interests you? What subjects can you discover for hours, or a topic that you can discuss for hours? You just want to speak and speak and speak and speak. And even after speaking, you know you were speaking. I like telling people, don't just speak for the sake of speaking. I do not want even to call it, don't just speak for as long as you are making noise and speaking. No, speak to communicate. Have a message. You can't just have any conversation. That is why for me, I'll find you speaking. If that one conversation have no interest, or I do not have interest in that, believe me, you'll be there wondering, is Penny is a very quiet person. I am not quiet. It's just that I do not find interest in that one topic. I have nothing to discuss about. I can't debate about it. Because I am not finding any interest. I'm not finding any purpose. Right? Another question that you can ask yourself is, what can I contribute? You know, purpose is not about what you want to receive. You will also ask yourself, what can I give? You can give your knowledge. You can give your skills. You can give your experience. You can give your time. You can give your creativity. You can give your voice to the people. You can use your voice. Your passion. Your compassion. All that can be useful to somebody else. Very useful. Isn't? So it's just not about what to receive when it comes to purpose. What are you giving? What are you contributing? Right? Another question that you can ask yourself is, who can benefit from my existence? Me being here as Penny Jonas, Penny Ambeko Ndaluka Jonas, who is benefiting from my existence? Me being here, me being a human being, me being a Namibian, me being a woman, me being a resident of Wandangwa, me as a host of this show, who can benefit from my existence? For as long as I'm in this life, who can benefit from my existence? Who is looking up to me? And I want you to ask yourself, if I become the best version of myself, whose life will become better? Who? How many lives are you changing out there? Who is out there to be proud and say, my goodness, I'm so grateful for the life of Penny. I'm so grateful for the life of Beatrice. I'm so grateful for who, because I am because they are. Or I am because she is. Remember, we are better together. We are better together. Growing up, we have our role models. How did that shape our future? How did that shape you? How did that shape you? Remember to call in, share with us. Let us talk. This is our platform. You know, we hardly get platforms like this. We hardly get opportunities like this to speak as adults, to pour out, to listen to other people and see how life is humbling us and just trying to figure out what we can do next to improve and all of that. Please, anytime you get a chance and you have to say something, you are welcome. You are welcome. Now, I want you to tell you or to maybe to open your eyes that sometimes pain can become purpose. You know, sometimes the experiences that hurt us become the things that we want to change. the experience that hurts you becomes the things we really want to change. Pain comes with change. Pain comes with purpose. As Uncle Mkana even said that, you know, every mistake, every hardship, everything that you have to endure become our lessons. Someone who experienced poverty may become so passionate about financial education, fighting and fighting, making sure that if I grab this opportunity, You know, throughout your childhood, you did not have anything. You do not have anything, and you have to suffer and suffer. So when that time to shine comes, you use it purposely, my dear. People who experience bullying, they even tend into advocate for children because they know how it feels to be bullied, to be humiliated, to be discriminated. You always tell yourself that I want to earn freedom so that I'll become here, I'll come back here, and I'll advocate, I'll fight, I'll speak for the voiceless. The next generation ahead of me can never go through what I have to go through. Because right now, I am empowered and I'm going to fight for justice. These children are not going to be bullied anymore. Bully have no right to these children's life. Because right now, I am here. Isn't? There is so much that we can do or we can build from pain. But my beautiful audience, you do not have to suffer forever to prove that your life has purpose. You do not have to grieve forever. We are not saying don't grieve. We are not saying don't cry. Don't just lock in forever. Don't just become too vulnerable forever. They will use you. They will take advantage of you. They will manipulate you. Don't be there. Don't lock yourself in the cage forever. You can become better. You are an overcomer. And now that you went through what you went through, it is your responsibility to stand up again, create a way, a path, create freedom, justice for those people who are coming ahead of you so that they do not have to go through what you went through. Do not settle for pain for too long, no. I love people who will say, you know what? Whatever that happens to me, it happens. I acknowledge it. Let me give myself another second chance. Let me do me again. Kuchangenge ohoni elengwa owehame olulume or anything like that. Let it not shatter your dream. Let it not shatter your purpose. Let it not shatter you. Because you are destined for greatness. You have a purpose. There is a why reason that you need to respond to with urgency indeed. I would say that. Why do you want to lock yourself in pain forever? Why do you want to go through the most forever? why can't you pick up yourself again and say, may the Lord give me another chance, that I'll come back here and thrive. May the Lord help me so that I do not have to cry forever. I do not have to grieve forever. There is so much that you need to do when it comes to your life. And while we are here, my beautiful audience, I need you to understand that you do not need to have your whole life figured out so that you know that you have a purpose. Accept corrections. Restart over. Start again. It's okay. And you need to, you should be aware of your strength and weaknesses. Know what you carry and know what you need to improve. Believe me, when it comes to personal discovery, it requires honesty. Be honest with yourself. What do you carry? What do you need to improve? There are people who only see their purpose when they are winning. You cannot discover your purpose or yourself when you are only celebrating your strength. No. You also need to recognize your weakness. Recognize your weakness. Acknowledge your scars. Oivadioye na ikupe manguluko. Acknowledge your scars. Owe hameoena ukupe emanguluko. Because you are built on that. You are built on that. You know, when it comes to strength, you know, strength is something that you can use effectively to contribute to your to solving your problems, to handle different situations, anything. But sometimes we underestimate, we underlook our strength. Everybody have their strengths and weaknesses, yes. Sometimes we even ask ourselves, or we tell ourselves, I think everybody can do this. Everybody can, don't be everybody. Do not be everybody. Sometimes think about yourself as an individual. There's so many ways that you can use to make sure that you discover your strength. You know, in so many cases, you will come across people asking you, different people asking you, to help them with something. Can you help me with this? Can you please advise me on this? You know, how do I go about this? What do you think about this? You see? So then you have to notice that, okay, so people see this in me. There is something about me. I think this is my strength. And sometimes you have to ask yourself, what have I survived? Sometimes your strength is hidden inside your survival. If you have overcome a different situation, you know, you develop some certain resilience to a point whereby it's like you are aware of a situation. you are aware of something and you even have it figured out on how best you can even have an approach on it. You see, there is just something about you identifying your strength. What do I do? What do I do well without being forced? Nobody need to force me to go speak to school children. No, I do not have to prepare a speech to say, no, Peneambeko, we need you. Please come and motivate our children at our school. If you just have to tell me that, I will not hesitate. That's why I keep telling you that for me, I do not need a speech for me to go speak. To do motivation, for me to do anything that has to do with psychosocial support. I do not need a speech. I just need to stand on a podium, look at my audience, and I will know what to say. Because I am doing this without being forced. And that is my strength. About your weakness, remember your weakness should not be something that is stealing your strength or maybe that is giving you shame. You know, there is, I would say there is danger in knowing your weakness, but you are refusing to work on it. Ushike kucha obohonyima ko malodu ndito shinje kuno malodu bilo tokulifa po kuno malodu pefukala watela shike wakala watelela pamomwe ngeli taume ulu fikulimwe ekukufo malodu bilonga yalip. What do you need to do? We are aware of our own weakness. We are aware of our own weaknesses, but are we doing what we are supposed to do to overcome all this before inaidotolomopsakadi? If you refuse to acknowledge your weakness and work on it, my dear, one day is one day. I'm telling you. So, you know, when it comes to your strength, you know, sometimes your strength can become your weakness. Yeah, how? There are people, there are people's pleaser. You think that you are so caring, and you've been caring, you even have to go extra to please people, and that is dangerous. Yes, you have the strength of helping people, but why are you pleasing people? Now you have to do things on pressure or, you know, something. Or, you know, you are a hardworking person, but sometimes you are even overworking yourself to a point whereby you might even be losing your mind. You looking yourself as a very independent person to a point whereby you are even refusing help that you need. You that speak and speak, everybody know you for speaking. Now you are even disrespecting people. You being a very soft person, very forgiving. And you are just there. Because you are even allowing this same person to hurt you repeatedly, over and over, just because you are forgiving. So do not allow your weakness to turn, your strength to turn into weakness. You need to be careful. So even in your own life, you should also apply SWOT analysis, because, you know, it's not just about, you know, when it comes to SWOT analysis, it shouldn't just be about a business. Ask yourself, what are my strengths? What are my weaknesses? What are my opportunities? Which one are my strengths or my distractions? Right? My beautiful audience, right now, what is your weakness that you are willing to work on during the next 3 months? Or I'll see in September, what is your weakness that you are willing to work on? What is that weakness? All right, we can just listen to a song quickly. We only have few minutes to 9 o'clock, I would say that. So just listen to a song, and then once we are back, we'll come just to conclude. Let's look at, listen to this song.
Jerusalem, Ikayalami, Ilondoloze, Uhambenami, Zumangishilana, Jerusalem, Ikayalami, Ilondoloze, Uhambenami, Zumangishilana. Daoyami, alikolana, busowami, aukolana. Ilondoloze, zuhambenami. Daoyami, alikolana, busowami, aukolana. Ilondoloze. Daoyami, alikolana, busowami, aukolana. Ilondoloze, zuhambenami. Daoyami, alikolana, busowami, aukolana. Ilondoloze.
All right, that is Mr. KG that's saying Jerusalem. It's now 47 minutes from 8 o'clock. We just have few minutes, and then you can close off for this show. But before I proceed, and then have to close off, my beautiful audience, you have another chance to call us in the studio, and then you can say anything, compliment anything, any input that you have toward this discussion of discovering our purpose. You are welcome. 083-336-0091. That is our number in the studio, and then you can just share with us anything that has to do with today's discussion, today's topic, discovering your purpose. Whose life are you living? That is a question that I will ask you. Are you purposely living your life that you truly want it, or is just being guided by people's opinion and all of that? And that is when, or that is what I want us to look at right now. I would say, you know, as I said it earlier, there is so many voices, but you do not need to listen to every voice. All right. Not every opinion deserves a seat at your table. And when it comes to people's opinion, people's voices, that is one of the most interesting or the most important part of personal discovery. You know, we live in a world where everybody has an opinion. Everybody has an opinion. Your family has an opinion. Your friends have an opinion. Your colleagues have an opinion. Social media have an opinion, my dear, on your life, on you, your neighbors. People who never spoke to you, they also have an opinion. And sometimes, if you listen to everybody, you will lose your voice. If you listen to every opinion and you have to go for it without filter it, you will lose yourself. You will lose your own voice. We listen too much. We listen too much on people's opinion. And then you'll just be there in confusion. Isn't? Not every voice is a guidance. Sometimes, before you take somebody's opinion, you should ask yourself, does this person truly understand where I am going? Does this person end the right to influence my decision or this decision? Does this person even understand my circumstances? Does this person have ever experienced what they are even advising me about? Do they genuinely, or does this person genuinely want the best for me? You know, because sometimes people give advice just based on their fear. It doesn't really have anything to do with you. Some people can even tell you, you cannot do it. You cannot do that. You are not best at that. I don't think you work out on that. So if somebody tell you that you cannot do it, that is an automatically sign that I don't believe you could do it. It's like they are opposing. Now tell me, why do you think I cannot do it? Is there some reason that you can share with me? No. Ndete kuchoshima fito shidulu. Iti shidulu wala kuchangi piano. What do you mean? So you should be careful who you allow in your life. Be careful for every opinion that you pick. Someone can call you are a failure, you are lazy, you are useless, you are too emotional, you anything that they can label you. But the truth that you need to ask is this a fact or is this somebody's opinion about me? That one question, before you pick somebody's opinion, or before you consider somebody's opinion, you should also ask yourself if that is a fact or is just somebody's opinion about you. That's it. But also remember not to reject every criticism. You know, when it comes to personal discovery, it doesn't always mean that nobody can tell me anything. Nobody can tell me what to do. No. It says sometimes criticism is needed. Sometimes criticism is necessary. Sometimes you should also learn to pick up corrections without being offended. Your responsibility is just to be selective about the voice that you allow, in your life. A good voice may challenge you, yes. A good mentor may tell you when you are wrong. A good friend may tell you things about things that you will be uncomfortable. The bitter truth, they will tell you. But your responsibility is now how to constructive that criticism. What if maybe it's intended to help you grow? So make sure that you filter. There are four voices that you should know. The first voice is conscious. What do you know is right or wrong? The second voice is people who genuinely know you. People who have seen your journey, not just your current situation. You know, there are people who know us through. People who know you, and even if they meet you today, they'll be like, my goodness, is this Penny? Oh my goodness. This can't be Penny. If this is truly you, my goodness. Look at the grace of God. Like, there are people who know you genuinely. And then, penango vapiti kwa ponyandi, avangone, tuashake nangone, vetu shashi konjila kati, vetu shashi koshi pambo shimwe. And there are wise mentors. People with knowledge, people with experience, which is relevant to direct you every time. And then there is what? Your own informed voice. Learn to think for yourself. Research. Ask questions. Reflect. And make your own decision. Make your own decision. You know, personal discovery, you should challenge yourself. Who am I? What do I value? What did I enjoy as a child? What am I naturally good at? What do I need to improve? What do I care more about? What kind of a person do I want to become? Whose voice should I stop allowing to control my life? Which opinion should I stop picking? So it is your responsibility to know what to do with your life. My beautiful audience, as we are coming to the end of our show, I need you to know that when it's coming to personal discovery, this is not a one-day activity. You cannot just decide from now on because you are listening to Penny, you are listening to this show, and then you decide, Ndala kujulu lako, I want to start over. This is not a one-day of activity. you will continue discovering yourself as you grow over and over. You will discover new strength. You will confront your new weaknesses. You will change your goal. You will meet new people. You will experience failure. You experience success. And with all of that, you will continue asking yourself, am I becoming a person I want to become? Or am I becoming the person other people want me to become? So, ladies and gentlemen, we have came to the end of our show, but I need you to know yourself. I need you to know your purpose. I need you to know your strength, your weakness, and I need you to be more careful on people's opinion, on people's voices. I need you to be more careful. All right, I'm Penny Jonas, host of this show, yes, and I just want you to change your life. I want you to discover yourself in your own. I want you to be better every day. I don't want you to be locked in bondage. I want you to be free. And I want you to discover your purpose every day and know what to do with it. So, my beautiful audience, we have come to the end of our program. And we have to see each other again next Sunday from 7 to 9 o'clock in the morning. And this is just to inform you that if you have a story that you need to tell the world, please do come through. Reach out to me. Let's master the art of speaking and tell our untold stories. So from me, your host, Penny Jonas, that is a bye-bye from me. And I wish you a lovely, lovely, lovely Sunday.
Jerusalem, Israel, me. Ilondoloze, uhambe nami. Zungangishilana, Jerusalem, Israel, me. Ilondoloze, uhambe nami. Zungangishilana. Yahweh, alikulana, buso wami, aukulana. Hilo ndoloze, zuhambe nami. Yahweh, alikulana, buso wami, aukulana. Hilo ndoloze.
alema y la mi lo no lo sé hambena mi tu angishila na Jerusalema y la mi lo no lo sé hambena mi tu angishila na Gaura me, alcohola na, buzo a mi, alcohola na, pilo no lo